All right, welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about being such a really heavy subject right now, but we thought we'd start with that and lighten up. But I love what is happening right now in the chat line. Everybody that's in the chat line, welcome and thank you. Thank you. This is amazing.
We kind of decided that we do want to try to be as educational as possible. We want to, if we're going to be controversial, fuck it. We're going to do it the first night around. We don't really give a shit.
Controversial is good. It gets people to talk. Yes, and that's what this is all about.
Right. And if you hear any banging, crashing, boy, Neil has entered, and he's making much, much too much noise.
Hi, boy, Neil. How you doing?
Anyways.
Wait till you see my bonus.
Jesus Christ. Love you, boy. Get back upstairs. And then come down here and get your headphones on because we're going to interview you.
But I'm glad that you guys are talking because, yes, somebody said in the chat room that, yes, being bullied made me a stronger person. Oh, yeah, it has. But at the same time, it's made me look at the world in a different way. And it's made me realize that we all need to take responsibility. Not even for what has happened to us, but to change so it doesn't happen to other people. Because it's easy to make excuses. And if we start to change from us, it will continue down the road.
I do agree. I truly do. You know what? I think we're going to leave this now. I mean, it's a bit of a positive note. I mean, we have created a lot of discussion.
On this, just get involved. Yeah. Just continue to get involved. And if you have, definitely let us know. We are going to plan an event in Toronto. I'm going to try to have a meeting in the next couple of weeks before we go away to Texas and to figure out something in Toronto, a date for February, around February, because February is a dead month.
Well, you know what? Let's do it around that stupid Heart Day. Because everybody is usually pretty mushy in that point.
Oh, Valentine's Day, you mean? Yeah. I think it would be a great time to do it because the bar scenes are a bit slow in February. So we'll try to get a contact. Boyd Hill has contacts in the States.
Yep.
And Pop Corey. Pop Corey, too. And we will get this event on and going. But we can't do that without your help. So you guys, let us know. Again, our email address is...
show at houseofmnsm.com, or if you want to directly, you can do sirmark@houseofmnsm.com, or you can do masternoel@houseofmns.com.
And give us your idea if you know you have contacts, connections for gifts, for prizes, for money. We will make this a big event for anti-bullying, and we will all be part of it, and we will get both our communities, straight, bi, transgender, everybody involved, yep, and bring the attention to it and make it a positive night.
Yeah, that's exactly a great thing, and we want everybody to know, you know, this isn't a straight show. It's not a gay show. It's a people show. It's a be who you are. We might talk about some leather stuff. Oh, my God, I love that jacket. Anyways.
And lucky we're almost all the same size, so it means we can all wear it.
I'm taking it. Anyways, okay, let's keep on with what we're doing. Quit distracting me, Boy Neil. Put your penis away. No, just kidding.
Boy Neil just came down the stairs in a dungeon wearing
my
new
pants.
Leather pants and new leather jacket that was given to him as a gift for Master Noel and...
Those are filthy. Those need to be cleaned.
Anyway, hope everybody continues to chat because by talking, by communicating, we get the word around and we get information is power and power is information.
Nice. All right. So let's just kind of do something else light and fluffy.
Light and fluffy.
Light and fluffy. Well, we're going to bring back our event. We're doing the last Saturday.
We'll have to contact again Envy Bar in St. Catharines.
Enzo, I'm pretty sure Enzo said he was cool with that date.
Good.
That day of the month.
Yep.
It's just a matter of when we're going to start it. We've got a few things coming up that I'm not sure when we're going to be able to start. Are we going to start next month?
We have to contact him actually probably this week before we go away again.
Do we want to start this month? October, November, end of November? Yeah, I'm thinking end of November we want to start it. Take, you are taking pictures of this, are you not, Mark? Please take a few pictures of this because this is just—it's. Yeah, is that your Halloween costume, boy, Neil? He's walking around the dungeon and he's trying on all this leather. It's fucking hysterical. He's got this mask on right now. I'm like, Sir Mark, take pictures. I'll just get to post them on the freaking website in a minute. Shit. Yeah, so Envy Lounge, it's in St. Catharines. Enzo's been a very good friend to us, and he's been a friend of Sir Mark's for a very long time. He has allowed us to do several events over the last couple of years there, and it's monthly now. I think we've started to get it a little bit more
educational, a little bit.
Yeah, educational more. Within the last three or four times we were there, we did a fire play demo. We did a tie demo. We did a flogging demo. We're going to keep trying to do demos because that's another thing that we've talked about that we would like to do in the show is education.
Yeah.
And we want to help educate people to, you know what, your kink is your kink, but do it safe. Yeah. You know, I mean, you may, it's like I tell the boys all the time, you know what, I may harm you, I may hurt you, but I'm never going to harm you. There's a difference, you know.
And the thing is, too, is a lot of time people may not know they're kinksters, they're kinky, until suddenly they see it going on in front of them, and then they kind of go, we had
incidents. No, that wasn't us.
At the bar, actually, person wanted to always try it, and then suddenly I tied him up, and it started a brand new, how can we say? Anyway, he got interested in being tied up. And sometime, you know, we all see certain things and we're not sure, and bystanders become getting involved, and that's what it's about.
So. Try that mic up for me, Bueno.
Here I am.
Keep talking.
Test. There.
Oh, there he is.
Testicles. Testicles.
Can I tell the story behind all this?
Yes. We got a couple minutes. He's coming in, banging around the house, making so much fucking noise, and then all of a sudden he's like, you got to see the leather! He's all excited. Now I know why
his
you're excited.
His bonus, his work bonus.
And now I understand why you're excited, so go ahead. Tell me about all this leather.
There's two reasons. All this stuff was given to me as a gift, a bonus for the work that I did this summer, but it kind of has, to me anyway, a more important meaning. You may remember some of this stuff, Sir Mike or Sir Mark. This was John's leather. John was one of the original owners of
Point. Oh, he's going to cry.
And he passed, and apparently looking at this stuff, he was a leather boy. Everything he wore signified boy. And Mike was going through all the stuff upstairs and came across all this stuff that happened to be my size, which was 29, 30-inch waist, smaller. We went through it, and we sorted it all out, and then right at the end of the day, he went, Neil, how would you like a bonus for the year? You've done a lot of hard work. Why don't you go up? There's a whole pile of stuff that I know was John's, and I know he'd want to know, he'd appreciate that it was being properly taken care of and properly worn. He says, so this is my bonus to you. Go up and take all that stuff. And I thought, wow.
Wow.
And a leather man or leather sir, a leather master or leather boy is supposed to pass on their leather from what I understand the tradition. And I think John would be very happy to know it's in a great family and it's going to get properly used and respected.
Wow.
So it is incredible. It made me a little teary-eyed too, sir.
It's an emotional night because John and Phil are the founders of this great park that we belong that is called The Point, Tent and Trailer Resort in Turkey Point, just after Simcoe and between Port Dover, Simcoe, and Turkey Point. And John and Phil were the original owners who had a great dream to create a place for us to be and to be who you are without being judged and to be amongst men, because most of the year it is a man. Clothing optional, but don't scream, ladies. I will explain why. But it's become a great place of refuge, of party, of family, and an incredible resort that you can go. It is beautiful, breathtaking. The new owner, Mike and Solly, have taken over the reign of the resort. are doing a tremendous job, and with the help of Boy Neal, who worked all summer, we barely didn't see him this summer, by volunteering, giving his free time to be there to help the park, to make a better place. But the Point Tendon Trailer Resort is in Turkey Point. Look it up. It's www.gettothepoint.com.
Get-tothepoint.com. All right. Wow, that's just, it's pretty freaking wild.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what I find pretty amazing is, Mike's not a Leatherman per se, but I think he understands what's in, obviously, your heart. And that just goes to show how you don't necessarily have to be in the lifestyle or have to be, because to Mike, this is a kink. Really, it is. Like, to him, to us, it's our lives. Mm-hmm. This is what we do. For him, it's a kink, and it just shows that people can recognize and be open and really be caring to others, even though it's not their thing. Because that truly isn't his thing. And for him to be able to go out and do what he did, that just makes it mean that much more to me.
Yeah, it's the history that's attached to it. I mean, John was, oh, fuck, was he a kinkster? John was a dirty, and it's kind of funny because it just kind of goes down the family tree, because Boy Neal is the dirtiest bitch boy I have met in a very long time. But what is amazing is that the heart followed through. And John was an English fellow, short, cute as hell, hung like a horse, but had a great heart and that accent, and it's just amazing. So
now we know what all those neoprene gloves were there for.
Oh, exactly.
All right. That was pretty amazing. I don't think you're listening, Mike, but if you are, you know what? Thank you very much. And boy, you know what? You made us pretty proud all summer. And,
thank you, sir.
You deserve it.
Thank you, sir.
A song called Trickle Down, the Tragically Hip. This stuff does trickle down.